A scene from the film Atonement, based on the brilliant book by Ian McEwan, who often has lashings of science in his writing. How come? I met the Booker Prize-winning author at the Darwin Conference in Cambridge. Why was he there?
I think Darwin has fundamentally shaped our sense of ourselves and our relationship to the natural world. As a novelist, I suppose that one of my central concerns is the investigation of human nature and the biological materialism of Darwin fascinates me because it's opened up so much in the way of explanation. And so really it's that, I guess. It's the notion that thinking biologically as well as ourselves as cultural products is central to both one's curiosity about who we are and curiosity about how our science is going to unfold in the future years.
This is a paradox because 50th anniversary since The Two Cultures and C.P. Snow. Mm. And here you are, a novelist who could be writing about people, as you always do, without having to do the hard work of science and getting to terms. But you have. The great thing about your work is that you really get to know your various subjects, like music in Amsterdam, like brain surgery in Saturday. Science, however, features quite a lot. What attracts you to that particular subject?
Well, science is our sort of metaphysic. I mean, if you want to know why the sky is blue or how photosynthesis works, you know, we don't go asking the oracle or the priest. So I mean, I often say I don't have an interest in science, I just have an interest in the world and I'm curious about it, and it's through science that we understand much of what's around us. We've lived through a golden age of science writing. I feel very privileged, really, because in my late teens, I was forced by the stupidity of the English education system to make a choice between so-called arts and sciences. I chose the former with some regret, and even 5 or 6 years later, was still thinking that I should go back to university and get some kind of science degree. But then that faded, my literary life began. And at more or less the same time, Richard Dawkins' The Selfish Gene was published, and then it seemed forever after one could be in a constant sort of private university.
Segment 1.
A scene from the film Atonement, based on the brilliant book by Ian McEwan, who often has lashings of science in his writing. How come? I met the Booker Prize-winning author at the Darwin Conference in Cambridge. Why was he there?
I think Darwin has fundamentally shaped our sense of ourselves and our relationship to the natural world. As a novelist, I suppose that one of my central concerns is the investigation of human nature and the biological materialism of Darwin fascinates me because it's opened up so much in the way of explanation.
Segment 2.
And so really it's that, I guess. It's the notion that thinking biologically as well as ourselves as cultural products is central to both one's curiosity about who we are and curiosity about how our science is going to unfold in the future years.
This is a paradox because 50th anniversary since The Two Cultures and C.P. Snow. Mm. And here you are, a novelist who could be writing about people, as you always do, without having to do the hard work of science and getting to terms. But you have. The great thing about your work is that you really get to know your various subjects, like music in Amsterdam, like brain surgery in Saturday.
Segment 3.
Science, however, features quite a lot. What attracts you to that particular subject?
Well, science is our sort of metaphysic. I mean, if you want to know why the sky is blue or how photosynthesis works, you know, we don't go asking the oracle or the priest. So I mean, I often say I don't have an interest in science, I just have an interest in the world and I'm curious about it, and it's through science that we understand much of what's around us. We've lived through a golden age of science writing. I feel very privileged, really, because in my late teens, I was forced by the stupidity of the English education system to make a choice between so-called arts and sciences.
Segment 4.
I chose the former with some regret, and even 5 or 6 years later was still thinking that I should go back to university and get some kind of science degree. But then that faded, my literary life began, and at more or less the same time, Richard Dawkins' The Selfish Gene was published, and then it seemed forever after one could be in a constant sort of private university.